أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
اللہ تعالیٰ کی
حضور سیز that one of the quality of Allah Almighty is Haleem, which means when it is used about Allah Almighty, then the meaning would be that the one who is very merciful, who forgives and overlooks, and that means that in case of disobedience, for the disobedience he does not bring his wrath immediately upon those people, and the disobedience does not disturb him to that extent, and he is the one who covers their faults. So in the attribute of Allah Almighty, there are so many meanings of which are put together, the Ghafoor, Rahim and Sattar. These attributes, they are all put into this one. But when a person insists on breaking the boundaries set by God Almighty, or goes over them, then those attributes of Allah Almighty, if He so wills, then they come into play, in which His grip and His punishment is mentioned. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty has mentioned in so many places that we are not in a hurry to have the grip of the disobedient. If Allah Almighty had been doing like that, then human beings who are full of so many sins and prone to commit sins, then at every sin he would be caught by God Almighty and become the recipient of the wrath of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says that even those people who commit very serious crimes, I give them respite and relaxation, and even those people who have been inflicting hardships and persecution against the prophets of Allah, they are also given some leniency. وَلَوْ شُوَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَٰكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُّسَمًّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. And the meaning thereby is that if Allah Almighty had been scrutinizing the people on their sins immediately, then though no human beings, no living being would have been left there, but he gives them a respite up to a certain limit. But when their appointed time has come, then they cannot move forward a bit over it, they cannot move forward or come forward even in the least. So this is the reply to those people who are not believing in Allah Almighty, those who mock at the prophets, and those who are completely blindfolded because of the glamour of this world, that the reply is that Allah Almighty does catch hold of these things. And those people who are making a mockery of His beloved one, they are definitely caught by Allah Almighty. Therefore, these people should not think that if at all, at any time, Allah Almighty has not captured you and His wrath has not descended upon you, that does not mean that, God forbid, Allah, the prophets of Allah Almighty, they are wrong, or the Allah Almighty does not exist. Nowadays, Huzur says that those people who are responsible for these cartoons are those who are making a mockery of the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their reply is also there, that why Allah Almighty has given them this relaxation. This is not as if they have been set free. Rather, this delay is for this purpose, that Allah Almighty has got His own rule and law. And His quality of Haleem is actually protecting them for the time being. And the requirement of this attribute of Haleem is that he does not get angry or get excited on these overdoings of the people, unless it goes to a certain limit. So therefore, these people should not think that this relaxation or this respite which has been given to you, it does not prove that you are right. Our Islam or the Holy Quran, in fact, are worthy of this criticism that you are making against them. Or you should not consider that this point that you are not getting the punishment so far, you have not got the punishment so far, that it indicates that there is no God. If this is the argument, that immediate grip is not coming, then people can think that the faith is not right, or there is no existence of God, then there are so many crimes of social nature in which the culprits are not caught immediately. Sometime when the government knows about certain crime, they keep an eye on them, but they do not capture those people immediately. So if they are not caught immediately, that does not mean that those crimes are no longer crimes. And the governments also give some relaxation to a certain degree, but they keep an eye, and after that the law comes into play. So then, who is the sovereign of all, who has mentioned one of his attributes as Haleem, then why do you expect him that he should be having this grip immediately and punish the people instantly? And if he doesn't do so, then why do you think that this faith is not from Allah Almighty, or Allah Almighty does not exist? In the worldly law, if the people are caught and they are penalized and punished, then it remains only up to that person who is caught and captured. Or at the most, those who are immediately under his care, and his wife and children, they are affected, or the parents or the children, they are affected to some extent. And even if somebody is hanged as a result of a certain crime, then the progeny continues. But Allah Almighty says, Huzur says that the progeny continues, and the progeny and the offsprings in that family, they continue. But Allah Almighty says that when I capture the people on the crimes of done by humanity, and if I capture them and punish them instantly, then the whole generation will be wiped away. So in this law of relaxation given by God Almighty, it is impossible that the progeny should continue and prosper, because the world is filled with crimes and sins. And if this is a case that on each crime or Allah Almighty should cause His wrath to descend immediately, or that he should be giving this punishment since the creation of mankind, then the whole mankind would have been finished by this time. This is right, Huzur says, that there are pious people in the world, but if you see, you will see very few of them who are actually performing each and every virtue, 100% who have not committed any sin at all. Allah Almighty, He can capture anybody as a result of any crime or any sin. And secondly, what is the proof of the fact that what is the proof of the fact that the ancestors of these pious people, they were also very pious? If they had been caught instantly, then this generation would not have come. So this pious nation, this generation could not have continued if those people had been criminals and sinners like that. So Huzur says that the instant punishment of every sin or crime is if Allah Almighty starts giving that punishment immediately, then the whole generation will completely be finished. This is quite right that many people are punished in this world, but when Satan said that I am going to misguide the people and mislead them from every side, right and left and front and back, and I will come to them from every side, so then Allah Almighty said that I will fill the hell with all these people. Although there would be some people that their actions show them a taste of hell in this very life. But actually this period of hell is going to start with the punishment that they are going to be meted out there. So Allah Almighty has fixed this day of retribution, the reward and punishment. Allah Almighty does not capture the people instantly here, but in the next life when they go, then the final decision about their punishment or their reward will be made there. So those people who do not believe in the life to come, they should not consider that if they are not caught in this life, then in the life to come there will be no questioning for them. They should not consider so, because they would say that our atonement has been already presented, or there was no existence of God who would ever capture them and punish them. Huzur says, I wish that instead of inferring wrongly from this relaxation given by Allah Almighty, or those people who do not understand God Almighty, they should realize this fact that there is God, and they should become like those people, among those people who submit to Allah Almighty. And in this verse, Allah Almighty has also mentioned this point, that on each sin, if the punishment is coming in this very world, then on this earth, then not a single living being would be left on this on the surface of the earth, because this gracious God has for the continuation of humanity, Allah Almighty has created the life. If human beings commit sin, then what's the point in not leaving the human beings on the surface of the earth? The meaning is this, that the life of those human beings is also essential for the life of the life of those living beings is also needed for the life of the human beings. And for human beings, Allah Almighty has created other living beings. First the life started of the ordinary level, and then came human beings. And all these things have been made in a state as if they are serving the cause of the creation of human beings, and they are subjected to that. So when the end of the human life to be made, then if that punishment that was to take place through punishment, then those living beings would be finishing, which are needed for the survival of the human beings, and human beings would automatically be finishing as a result of going through this trial and punishment. because the support will be gone. Or we can say that whenever there is a punishment and it is intended that the human race should finish, then all these the means of his sport of life should also be finishing, because if the human beings are not there, then what is the need of these other living beings? So in there are two aspects of that. So when Allah Almighty does not catch anybody instantly as a result of their sins, as there are some wicked people among the pious people, so it is possible that pious people could be coming from the generation of the wicked people. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he firmly, fully understood this attribute of Allah Almighty, which is Haleem. So that is the reason that during the journey to Taif, when he was given a choice to pray for the annihilation of those wicked people, then becoming the reflection of this attribute of Haleem, he said, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, that I pray, I hope that from the generation of these people, some people will be there who would be worshipping you and submitting to you. So I pray that you listen to my prayer and accept it. And the whole world saw the fulfillment of this prayer, that those people were created who were the worshippers of one God. And those people who were after his life and they wanted to kill him, and the purpose of those people was that wanted to take his life, and those people actually became that they sacrificed their own lives for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this delay and relaxation which is given by God Almighty, there is a profound wisdom in that. Allah Almighty has not mentioned that I am not going to punish it. The only thing is that there is a delay in their punishment. But when the time of their punishment would come, then nobody can postpone that. And then Allah Almighty says that one place, those people who transgress the limit and exceed the limits, لَوْ يُعَخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ زَهْرِهَ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَاكِنْ يُعَخِرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلِ مُسَمَّى فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. And if Allah Almighty had been scrutinizing and penalizing the people as a result of what they did, so then there would be no living being on the surface of the earth. But Allah Almighty gives them the respite and delays the punishment up to a certain limit, but when that limit has come, then it will be very clear to them that Allah Almighty is minutely observing His people. Just slightly before this, in this chapter, Surah Fatir, Allah Almighty has mentioned His attribute of Haleem. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَنْ تَزُولَ وَلَا إِنْ زَالَتَا إِنْ أَمْسَكَهُمَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَلِيمًا غَفُورًا. That surely Allah Almighty is withholding the heavens and the earth. And if they move from their position, then there is no one who can hold them in their position. But He is extremely compassionate and full of knowledge. So the meaning of this verse is that those people who do not have the faith, do not believe, because of their vicious doings, they are worthy of being caught by God Almighty through His punishment. But Allah Almighty, who is very gracious, very forgiving, very compassionate, He is the one who has actually protected you, and He gives you delay, grants you delay and relaxation, so that you can change your, mend your ways, and you can change your condition. You should change your attitude, which you are taking against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you should reform yourself. Otherwise, when Allah Almighty, if He starts His counting and accountability begins, then within short time you will be no more there, and He can finish you. And Allah Almighty is the one who has withheld the heavens and earth. And if they move from their place, then it will be just a scenario of the doomsday. So that Allah Almighty who has created heaven and earth, who does not take instant revenge, and He is also forgiving, so you should submit to Him, and you should always remain within your limits. The previous verse which I read out, according to the order, it is the last verse, the end verse. And in that, Allah Almighty has also mentioned that if, because of your doing, if Allah Almighty had been taking the revenge instantly and immediately, then no living being, no animal in the beast, no animal in the houses, or any bird would have been left there. So, for the second time, Allah Almighty has mentioned this, that your life actually depends on certain lives of these animal beings. If Allah Almighty finishes all those things, then your life will become very miserable. And you will be finishing as a result of this punishment. So, what is the thing which makes you boast like that? And why you become so arrogant? So this temporary relaxation which He has given, you should learn a lesson from it. This can turn into a permanent punishment. Here, for example, Huzur says, the bird flew, it spread quite in so many countries of the world, and people were greatly disturbed. So these are minor jerks which Allah Almighty is giving to mankind. But these people, they do not understand. Only few people understand this point. And there was a time when foot at mouth, this problem with the animals was also there. So if they understand, they should know that Allah Almighty, who has got the power over everything, then He can create such a problem and disease in the animals of the whole world. And the whole world will be actually engulfed in a serious trial and a punishment. So Allah Almighty says there is always limit to everything. And Allah Almighty gives the relaxation up to a certain point. But when that final time has come, and people do not mend their ways and do not improve their life, and they do not stop interfering in Allah's matter, and they try to enter into protected area of Allah Almighty, then there is no more further relaxation. Then instead of His Sifte Haleem, the attribute of Haleem, then other attributes of God Almighty, they come into play. In this verse as well, and other verses as well, the word Dabba has been used, which means the living being, or anyone who has the life. So it means the insects of the world. That also means, also the meaning is the insects of the world. So it means that those people who stand against Allah and His prophets, they are just like the worms of this earth. And Allah Almighty does not care whether if these people do not mend their ways. Allah Almighty does not care that we don't mind putting our feet on these worms. Similarly, these people are going to be annihilated and crushed. But Allah Almighty, according to His rule and law, has given a time limit to these people and relaxation. And a respite has been given to them. And in the eyes of Allah and the eyes of any sane person, there is no significance, there is no value of these people. Those people who stand against Allah Almighty, there is no value for these people. These are just few examples which I have quoted of those people who are going on and on in their aggression, and they are trying to mock at the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And through their behavior, they tell that if there is a God of the believers, then why doesn't He come forward and take revenge from us? So Allah Almighty is Haleem, His attribute is there. So, but when His the mill of His punishment starts moving, then all those people who move forward in this their bad deeds, they are completely annihilated and destroyed. And in these verses, Allah Almighty has mentioned, and there is a lesson for those people who are making using foul language and making jokes and mockery against the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. There is a lesson for these people as well, that they should not be misunderstanding this relaxation of Allah Almighty. And those people who believe in the Holy Quran, they are actually under a heavy responsibility, that they should be thinking over it, and they should abstain from accusation and allegations which they level against the Ahmadiyyat and the founder of the Ahmadiyyat. If Allah Almighty is not immediately catching them for punishment, so that does not mean that the promised Messiah, God forbid, is a liar and untrue, and nor this proof that God Almighty does not exist. So these people should be wise to take it very seriously and think over it. There are so many punishments already coming to the Muslims. At this point, Huzoor says, I want to say a very special thing to the Ahmadis, because some Ahmadis do not understand and they sometimes get worried, that why do the circumstances do not change very quickly? As Allah Almighty says, that there is ajle musamma, a fixed limit, a time limit is there for everything, even for the punishment. It is like that. So when that ajale musamma, the fixed time, the appointed time will come, then they will not be take a step forward or backward from that one. They would not be able to run away or escape from that. So Allah Almighty shows all these manifestations of these attributes at their appointed time. And whenever the time is there, then He does show that. He gave the promise to the promised Messiah salatu wasalam as well, that your community is going to be victorious, and definitely it's going to be. There are some Ahmadis looking at certain revelations of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Sometime they try to fix the time in a very hopeful way. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Allah Almighty has told me that I will not tell you the exact time. So if the exact time was not disclosed to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, so who am I or you who could be given the knowledge of this fixed time? If the fixed time is known, then what is the meaning of Bakhtatan, which means all of a sudden? So our job is that we should continue praying, and we should be waiting for that appointed time to come. In the life of nations, a few years do not mean a very long period. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the progress of his Jamaat is an open evidence of the fact that Allah Almighty is with us. Whether the apparent enmity of some people or the hidden enmity is there, opposition is there, but by the grace of Allah Almighty, they have never been able to give any harm to the Jamaat, and they will never ever be able to do so. And the Jamaat is always moving forward, and inshallah it will continue to move forward like that. Our job is that we should be paying more attention to our deeds and actions. And this is very, very important. Allah Almighty, He may keep our hearts absolutely clean and pure, and enable us to do such things which are the things which attract the blessing of Allah Almighty and His pleasure. If we take care of our actions and our hearts, and we kept them pure from all bad things, then it is not improbable that this victory could be seen very soon, which Allah Almighty has given us the promise. So we should always be analyzing our own self, and nothing should be done from us which, in spite of the fact that Allah Almighty is Ghafoor and Haleem, is most forgiving, very compassionate, it should not be that because of any action of us that Allah Almighty puts us to scrutiny. Allah Almighty says, يُعَخِذُكُمْ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ, that Allah Almighty will take you account for everything that your hearts earn. And then He said, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ, that Allah Almighty is most compassionate and most forgiving. So on this subject, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam say, the thoughts of the hearts of a person and the mind of the person, they do not make a person sinful, but in the sight of Allah Almighty, there are three categories of people who become really the sinners. The first is that foul language, impure words should be uttered by tongue which are against the faith and the piety, and secondly, that the actions, the limbs of the body should be doing certain things which are unpermissible, not permissible, and thirdly, that the heart, which is very firm, when it makes up the mind to do something bad, so it is in this reference is to this one, وَلَاخِنْ يُوَاخِذُكُمْ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ, that reference is there, that which your hearts do certain things with the full commitment of your heart, they are going to be scrutinized and punished. But if the intention is not there, Allah Almighty will not punish you for that. And Allah Almighty will not capture us about those thoughts which are beyond our capacity. But if we have those thoughts, and then with our words and with our actions, we follow those thoughts, and sometime we get reward from these thoughts, because Allah Almighty has not only mentioned these things, but the heart, the ear, and the heart. Allah Almighty says, "Inna sama wal basara wal fuada kullu ulaika kana anhu masula." That ears and eyes and the heart, all these limbs of the body, the parts of the body, they are going to be accounted for, and they will be scrutinized. And as Allah Almighty has mentioned the sins of these things, so Allah Almighty has mentioned the sins of heart. So the sins of the heart are not these thoughts only, because they are not in the control of heart. But the sin of the heart is the commitment, for that firm resolution that a person makes, those thoughts which are not in the control of a human being, that are not the sin. But that will become worthy of punishment if somebody resolves to do that one and actually does it. And Allah Almighty says in some other place, "Qul inna ma harrama rabbiya al-fawaisha ma zahara minha wa ma batana." That Allah Almighty, the apparent and the internal, the hidden sins, unlawful things are totally made unlawful for you. The promises given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in order to get blessings from those promises, we have to put ourselves to questioning and reckoning, so that we should be able to see the manifestation of those blessings of the promises given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And for that he has mentioned 3 points. They have to be put into practice. They are very important. And from these 3 things, a mu'min is actually able to do good and pious deeds. And the heart also remains very pure. The very first thing is that which Huzoor has mentioned, Promised Messiah Salatu Wasalam has mentioned, that no such thing should be uttered from the mouth of any Ahmadi at all, which is not based on truth, and which actually crushes the truth. If and they should not be going away from the righteousness. And the requirements of justice, which are binding, they should never be forgetting those. And regarding this matter, Allah Almighty, He says that even if you have to bear witness against those people who are related to you, still you should go for honest witness. And he has mentioned that the enmity of somebody should not encourage you, that you should leave aside the requirements of justice. So this is very, very important instruction. Allah Almighty is Haleem. We should also acquire the quality of this attribute. And the second thing is that we should not be showing any action which is disobedience to God Almighty. Allah Almighty has instructed us that we should not get into any fighting or quarreling, so we should be abstaining from it completely. Not only physical action, but if somebody has got something bad, some intention of doing something bad, if he has got this intention in his hand, one should try to abstain from that. And this intention would be, if he goes on, then it would bring him under the punishment of Allah Almighty. Yes, if he, this relaxation could be there, that if a bad thought crosses the mind of the person, and if such a bad thought is there, if he completely, shuns that thing and throws it away, but if he lets that thought go into the heart of the person and then keeps it there and has the intention that he is definitely going to do that one, so that is actually the sin. In Hadith, it is mentioned that if a bad idea comes to the mind of a person and if he suppresses and does not implement that, so then Allah Almighty will count it as a full perfect virtue on his part, because he suppressed that bad idea and he would be rewarded equal as if he has done something virtuous and good. So this is our Allah, who is Ghafoor and Haleem, who is gracious and compassionate. So that compassionate God, this attribute of Haleem should always be kept in mind. He does not catch the people instantly, but gives them the time relaxation to reform them. And along with the attribute of Haleem, the Ghafoor is also attached to this one, which means that when I overlook some of the sins and mistakes committed by the people, then it is the duty of that human being, that servant of mine, it is their responsibility that he should go for more and more repentance, and he should seek for forgiveness from Allah. May Allah enable all of us to do so.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.